Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today is entitled, The Lord is in Control. In Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 3, the psalmist writes these words, The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. How deep and profound is today's scripture? The writer in Proverbs gives us such wisdom. He, in essence, is saying, in our heart, we want to do what's right, even though so many times, because of sin, we do wrong. And we can prepare all we want, but it is the Lord who brings forth that which needs to be spoken. The slip of the tongue may reveal the real heart of an individual. How many times have we said something and then looked back and thought, well, I didn't mean to say that, but that's what I was really thinking at the time. We can prepare, but the Lord is the one that goes before to deliver the message. I have to honor the memory of my precious wife. She had such insight that was so much deeper than my own. She could feel and sense when someone had a need, and her particular ministry was one of sending out notes, cards, encouragement. And time after time, people would come and say, how did you know I was going through that? And Joyce would say, the Lord laid it on my heart. You see, it was the Lord that gave direction. And her particular ministry, because she was so very shy and couldn't speak. In fact, so many times she would start trying to share something from her heart and ended up nothing but a bundle of tears because she cried so easily. But she could write words of encouragement that touched the heart of those that received them. The Lord weighs our spirits. And he encourages us to commit our works to the Lord. Our thoughts then will be established. If we desire to do the things that God calls us to do, step out in faith. Allow the Lord to give direction to what we need to do and what we need to be. Let our hearts be revealed to those that we come in contact with in order that they may see Jesus in us. And I will close by asking this question. Do people see Jesus in you by what you do, by what you say, by how you behave? I pray that they might see Jesus in us. Heavenly Father, as we bow before you, the desire of our heart is to be more like you in everything that we do and all that we say. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in us. And this is our prayer. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.